Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
One of the things that Dr. Wilkerson points out in the book is this. He says, because some people, I've heard people say this before, you know, I have to keep forgiving this person over and over and over and over and over. Well, when Jesus says to forgive, the verb that's used in that passage is not that you continue to keep on forgiving or you forgive every now and then. The verb is that you forgive and you forgive and you do it once and you do it for all. Once and it's good enough, you know, for history. And so when you forgive your relatives, and if you really went through the process, like that's why I encourage you, you won't be able to get it all in today on the radio, but if you get the book, Dr. Wilkerson goes through 5 steps that you can walk through to make sure that they are that the person you have forgiven, that you have forgiven the person that has wounded you. And at the end of those 5 steps, he concludes with something he calls the forgiveness verifier, so that you know that you've forgiven. So what I would say to you is this, is that once you know that you've forgiven that person, then Satan has no legal right to come back and to torment you or to haunt you with that and say, okay, well, you keep remembering this because in your heart you know that you've forgiven them. And what happens is the peace that God puts in your soul is that garrison or that protective shield or helmet that keeps your mind from being bothered by those things again, because it sounds to me like there's still maybe some torment that's going on there. So I would just encourage you, if you can, Patty, just pick up a copy of the book and read through the portion that talks about the steps to forgiveness. And once you've gone through all those steps, and you go through that forgiveness verifier, and you are assured in your heart by the Spirit of God that you're forgiven, that won't be a problem for you anymore.
Mark, let me ask you this. How about the person that says, you know what, I can't forgive right now, but give me time. Someday I will.
Well, I would say to that person, when is it the right time to do what Jesus commands us to do?
Well, you don't have to get so specific and biblical.
Yeah. When is it the right time to do what Jesus commands us to do? So delayed obedience is what? It's disobedience.
Okay.
And so the best thing to do is like, in the book we talk about the bad habits, but they're also good habits. So when a person sets a value in their heart that they say, you know, I'm going to live my life with peace. I'm not going to allow a heart prison to develop where I don't forgive someone, and then I lock them in the depths of my heart and form and create a heart prison that keeps them in bondage, that keeps me in bondage. Once I decide to forgive and free everybody that's out of my heart prison, I'm not going to open that back up for business again.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.